The African National Congress and its alliance team concluding the ANC Lekgotla yesterday. It was a two-day affair, and the president, on reflecting on the outcomes of the Lekgotla, indicating that there is general support for a national state of disaster over energy. What will this mean? Well, let's find out from energy expert Chris Yellen, joins me on the line now. Chris, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and to the listeners.
What will it actually mean, calling a national state of disaster over energy?
Well, you know, when I suggested a state of disaster about 8 months ago in a paper I presented, I had in mind to facilitate and expedite the right decisions, and I proposed what those right decisions were in my paper. But I fear 8 months later that the state of emergency or disaster may be used, in fact, to facilitate and expedite the wrong decisions and actions that were not proposed in my paper. So I think, you know, such a decision or a plan, you know, has the potential, you know, to do some good if we do the right thing. But if we've seen this before in COVID, where, in fact, a lot of the wrong things were done and there was a lot of corruption facilitated by the state of disaster.
Because that is the general concern, right? Because the national state of disaster would give government wide-ranging powers to intervene in this incredible energy crisis we're undertaking. In your opinion, Chris, what would we need to do while we are under this national state of disaster, should it be announced in the near future, in order for us to get ourselves out of the energy crisis?
Well, the first thing to say is that before declaring a national state of disaster, it's very important to identify upfront the specific actions that have been identified and earmarked for action by the state of disaster. It should not be just a general ongoing state of disaster, which is nothing more than a blank check. One needs to understand and know what specific actions you're going to take and the cost thereof before one actually declares a state of disaster, so that it is not just a blank check. But there are a number of actions that I identified in my paper that I think should be done and could be done. And these include, for example, the facilitation of the rollout of rooftop solar PV and battery storage on domestic, commercial, agricultural installations on a major scale, through the not only lifting of any unnecessary red tape, in other words, to allow it. Secondly, to actually put out messaging to encourage it, and lastly, to actually incentivize it through, for example, feed-in tariffs, wheeling arrangements at the municipal level, which are currently blocked, and also tax incentives, innovative tax incentives and rebates. So those are the kind of things where emergency or a state of disaster giving special specific powers for specific intended actions could achieve a lot quickly. So, for example, the normal processes to introduce a new tariff through the NERSA, the regulatory process, is long and complex and bureaucratic and slow, and this could easily, you know, so this could be one of the identified actions. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. Identify specific actions that would unlock, you know, major improvements or moves in the sector to alleviate load shedding in the short term.
So what are your immediate concerns following the announcement, though, by the ANC yesterday, where you were saying that they're going about it the wrong way? What are some of your immediate concerns?
Well, a big concern that I have is that this, in fact, is not driven by concerns towards South Africa and the country on the effects of load shedding. I fear my concern is that it's more driven by ANC politics in the face of the looming elections next year. In other words, the real disaster that is driving this for the ANC is the disaster and its impact on the party, and not the impact and disaster facing the country. And if I look at this carefully and how it was launched at the ANC conference, it appears to be more driven by party interests than national interests.
I suppose that is a fair concern. Chris Yellen, thank you very much for your insights, an energy expert. The president indicating yesterday that work is already underway within government to establish whether the legal requirements of a national state of disaster are met and what the specific actions would be to obviously have this undertaken. The Democratic Alliance welcoming the news, saying that the ANC has finally has been left with no choice but to accede to the DA's long-time demand to declare Eskom an ANC-made disaster zone. They re-emphasize, though, their long-held position that any declaration of a state of disaster should be strictly ring-fenced around Eskom and the electricity sector. Well, happy to continue taking your calls on this on 011 883 0702.